Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Thank you for hanging out with me as we kick off our 24th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am responsible for the chaos around here. Sarah Heiner joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. Sarah is the president and CEO of Bottom Line, Inc., Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Their twice monthly publication, Bottom Line Personal, is a legendary document that everybody should read. Their yearbooks are awesome. Four or five different ones. Sarah, thanks again for being here. And her blog is off the charts. Sarah, bottomlineinc.com, is that right?
Bottomlineinc.com is the website. There's a link there to the store so you can check out our books. Yep. Check out all the natural products that we try to help people follow the advice of our doctors,
mm-hmm.
including Zinc D and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a great CBD product, believe it or not.
I'll be darned.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So check that out, folks. So I want to talk about another blog post that you had is about being quiet, the power of quiet in creating change. Now, I've had to learn over the years, I've had to learn how to do that, and I did it in by way of shifting from one manic moment of running a business to the next moment from now when I have to talk to a customer, I have to deal with a problem, but I have to transition from, you know, from being in a hurricane to trying to be reasonable and professional in front of somebody. And I did that by finding quieting myself, by settling down myself, and even you know, having a word with myself. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question across all of our lives that, you know, meditating is about getting quiet and quieting the mind and quieting the monkey mind and all of that. In order to get new creative thought, in order to creatively solve ideas and problems, you need to quiet the mind and let go of the constraints, the rules, the obligation. So this blog came from my husband, who I always talk about him. He always finds fascinating things. there was this, I forget, 200-acre sculpture garden, this giant, beautiful property that was owned by a guy, that is owned by a guy named Edward Tufte, who is, I'll call it the father of data presentation. And he's a professor at Yale of political science, statistics, and computer science. And he is known for how to present data and something called chart junk, which he says get out. When you look at graphs and bars that have too much crap in it, so they hide. It obfuscates, right? You can't see it. So when you go to this sculpture garden and these big abstract, like, piles of stone, and he has this thing that looks like a teeter-totter, and on the top of it is an Airstream RV hanging out there. The crazy stuff. But the point of it is, he tells people, like, look at things from different sides, remove all your rules, and quiet yourself to be able to see from different angles and different ideas. And that we are so busy constrained in our thought, and right now, you and I were, you know, that COVID is deadly, that, you know, my opinion, the highway, or your opinion is wrong or dead. No, you have to be able to quiet your mind and be open to the other thoughts and whatever channels in to be able to find unique solutions.
And if you don't get quiet and settle things down, the other stuff will bleed over into whatever it is you're trying to deal with. That was the point I was making earlier about, you know, I'm on one minute I'm trying to make payroll, the next minute I'm trying to solve a problem for a customer. And
right.
I can't have the same mindset with both of them. I've got to there's got to be a buffer in there somewhere. And
you do. You totally.
And don't you think that's the reason why most small business owners get to work early? They show up early. They sit in their offices an hour or two, maybe before the doors open, that kind of thing.
Yes, you need to have your quiet time before the revolving door of whatever fire of the moment it is. It's really impressive what small business owners have to do with changing their mind, changing their mind, changing their mind. And taking
folks,
that breath.
Can they find your blog? Can they find your blog at bottomlineinc.com?
They can indeed. Yep.
All right. So
under
folks,
blog, it's called Common Thread.
Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Sarah, good job. You may come back soon.
Always. Have a very happy, safe Thanksgiving.
You too. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites here on The Brain Trust. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.